Belk.com in Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, September the 4th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Zach Orr comes in saying, we have a reaction Monday. Actually, reaction Monday / Tuesday. A ton of things to get into today, obviously. Well, Tony Morrell joins us at 8:05. We'll ask him about the Gamecocks win over Coastal Carolina, 49-15 win over Coastal Carolina, and the upcoming mega game versus Georgia this Saturday, 3:30. We will get into today the Clemson-Furman game. Tigers win 48-7. I have thoughts about Kelly Bryant, thoughts about Trevor Lawrence, thoughts about the running game, including Lynn J. Dixon, thoughts about the passing game, including the emergence of Braden Galloway, and Justin Ross, his blocking. Unbelievable stuff there. Thoughts about the defense? We'll get into that. We have the tomorrow, by the way, Mr. Orr 24, our rankings, our national rankings, 12 teams, our ACC and SEC rankings. I've already done mine. Looking forward to doing that tomorrow. We can talk about the ACC games, including Virginia Tech's 24-3 win in Tallahassee last night. You heard me right, in case you didn't stay up to see it. 24-3. Also get into, you know, Wake Forest and Duke and Syracuse and NC State and Virginia, any of those games, Pitt, any of those games out there. SEC, obviously Alabama looked great against Louisville. Georgia looked good against Austin Peay. Auburn with a nice win against Washington. West Virginia thumps Tennessee. Ole Miss with that's one of the biggest surprises of the weekend, how good Ole Miss looked against Texas Tech. And then LSU put into Miami. On the national scene, Notre Dame is the storyline. Oklahoma's the storyline. And again, if you're Texas, don't schedule Maryland anymore. I have TV games for this week to get to early on. I have lines for this week. Clemson, 12.5-point favorite. Georgia, a 9.5-point favorite. Two road favorites, almost double digits in both. We'll get into recruiting. Clemson gets a commitment for 2020. We'll tell you about John Williams, the offensive lineman from Georgia. Nick Saban has apologized to Maria Taylor. Rightfully so. We'll get to that a little bit. Braylon Edwards has been suspended by the Big Ten Network for attacking his former school. What did he say was wrong, though? Anyway, I'm not sure what he said was wrong. We can get into the Darlington stuff from the weekend, the Bryson DeChambeau winning yesterday, the second win in as many weeks, and him looking like he is a very, very strong contender for the FedEx Cup. Major League Baseball, Red Sox 8.5 games up. American League East, Braves now 4 games up. Philadelphia's on a three-game losing streak. Braves are four games up in the National League East. So as you can tell, a lot to do. Jerry Reed, long way to go, short time to get there. Let's get in touch with our producer, the engineer, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Mickey Plyler, how are we doing?
Couldn't be better.
Very good. Glad to hear it.
You?
I'm excited to be here. Nice little Tuesday show.
It's finally here. Goodness gracious, we now can review. You walked in this morning, hands in victory formation above your raised in the air.
There are real things to talk about this morning.
Oh, so good.
We have actual games to review, to dissect, to overreact to.
Overreaction, yes.
That countdown clock is all zeros to your left right now.
What, we need to count down something because you always got to have something to look forward to.
It's a good time.
No doubt. How was your weekend?
It was great. Watch a ton of football.
Yeah.
We had our first real big broadcast on Saturday, which
was
nice.
Everything go well?
Everything went great. Yeah. Everything went great. We had Ben on the Other Side, birthday boy, on Saturday.
Birthday boy. Very nice.
Him and Brad Snicker celebrated birthdays on Saturday.
How about that?
Be sure to call him at 9 to 12 today and wish him a happy birthday.
Right.
So that was the weekend. Nice little weekend.
Broadcast, did y'all do Tiger Calls last night?
We did.
How did it go?
It was fine. It was just,
you learn anything from Dabo Swinney?
I learned that swagger and shine comes from the Monday to Friday grind, as he just casually threw out there.
I love it.
Little Daboisms.
Yeah. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Absolutely.
I love it. And I want to get into your thoughts about this upcoming weekend quickly.
Quickly.
Not all quickly. Take your time, buddy. What's on segment two today?
Oh, we're just going to continue to react to everything. Just very excited about that.
I will warn everyone out there, and I do this every year.
Mm-hmm.
It is only one game.
Nope. We're gonna react to that game.
We're going to react to one game. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm just going to shock you right now.
Yep.
I told you I do this every year. It's only what my eyes tell me, what my eyes showed me this weekend. I've got Hawaii in my top 12.
Whoa.
Hawaii's 2-0. They crushed Navy this past weekend. I've got BYU in my top 12. BYU went to Arizona and won. Nice. I don't have Clemson in the top four right now. But
you what?
West Virginia's in my top four. West Virginia looked good. That was impressive. All that worked itself out. But I'm just telling you, what my eyes have shown me so far, not paying attention to any preseason stuff, I'm going to have some shockers on there tomorrow.
Tennessee looked like dark garbage yesterday.
Yes.
Or Saturday, excuse me.
Right. Right.
So that was fun.
Right. But the point is, you can't overreact. Now, we're going to overreact in our power rankings tomorrow because of only what we saw from week one. There will be other things that arise over the next 3 months that will have us a little bit, you know, looking a little bit differently. This time last year, let me say this. This time last year, let me give you just overreaction standpoint here. Who looked? Michigan looked great against Cincinnati last year. This time last year, LSU looked great against Chattanooga. Opening weekend. This time last year, Louisville beat North Carolina. He felt pretty good about them. That didn't work out too good for him. This time last year, Tennessee was ranked 25th in the country and beat Indiana State 42-7. So, I mean, you can overreact to that. We're not, but that's all we have to go on so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quarterbacks, talk to me.
What you want to know?
I want to know what you think.
What you want to know? You're in the stadium.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that nice little reception that not Kelly Bryant, but Trevor Lawrence received.
How he was greeted?
Mm-hmm.
I thought both were greeted fine. I thought both... That when they put Kelly back in, I thought I liked the way the fans greeted him too. But let me tell you what we got to do, man. I'm going to get on Nick Saban a little bit for this. You're trying to get me to say something bad about somebody. I'm not going to say anything bad about somebody. You know what? I get so tired of that. This isn't juice box. Everybody gets to play. I feel we can't say, look, this is big time college football. and you're going to have to make decisions and critique people. It doesn't mean they're bad people. These are good kids. But Nick Saban's saying, oh, you want me to say something bad? No, all I'm asking you to do was, who played the best? What did you make of your team? And so if I say something great about a player that's competing for another at a position against another player, it's like, well, how come you don't like the other guy? You're saying something mean about him. No, I'm not trying to be a meanie pants. But it's okay to tell you what you thought about the players in the game, and it's okay. We walk around and stuff. Nobody's saying these are bad kids. But you can have an opinion about what the game looked like, right?
Absolutely we can. We will.
And if you didn't like that, then go play at Montana State or go play at New Jersey Tech, where nobody's going to critique you, nobody's going to criticize you, nobody's going to praise you. Anyway, Kelly Bryant, 11 of 17 for 132, a touchdown. He ran for 53 yards, a 35-yard touchdown. Trevor Lawrence, 9 of 14, 137 yards, 3 touchdowns. He ran 3 times for 7 yards. Am I right by saying this? Both had the same amount of drives. Lawrence, 31 points, and Bryant, 17 points. That's not the – it's not a big enough sample size yet, but is that the right stats? Am I right by saying that?
I believe so.
31 to 17. Personally, I thought both looked a little bit shaky early.
Yeah.
Both looked a little bit nervous early. Who can blame them? Been practicing all this time. You get up there. You know, I get that.
There was a couple of group texts that I'm a part of that exploded on the first drive with Kelly Bryant.
Didn't look good on the first drive.
When he throws a couple at the feet and then overthrows down the field.
Right.
That wasn't great.
No.
Didn't need that to start.
And Trevor threw behind a player. Now I'm not sure what kind of passing window he had.
Sure.
And
have you rewatched it yet?
Yes.
You have?
Yes. You?
No, I have not.
You know my biggest takeaway from rewatching it?
What's that?
Justin Ross's 2 unbelievable blocks. He just lays people out. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He just kills people blocking. Yeah. That's the biggest thing I didn't notice in the game. I noticed one of them during the game. I didn't notice the other one during the game. But I think what we saw on Saturday when it comes to quarterbacks, I don't think that either totally outplayed the other. Like it's by wide margins. I think both still deserve to play and both will play on Saturday and all this stuff. But I think we started to see what we've been talking about, what you and I have been talking about on this show for months and months and months, is that as this season goes on, as Trevor Lawrence gets more comfortable, that the offense just looks different. Trevor Lawrence looks more decisive.
Mm-hmm.
He throws the ball downfield better. The offense is better. When Braden Galloway gets the ball downfield, when T. Higgins gets the ball downfield, when Justin Ross gets the ball downfield, when Kendrick gets the ball downfield, and Cornell Powell and these guys get the ball downfield. So, look, Bryant deserves to start, deserves to play, didn't play bad, wasn't a huge difference in there. It looks much like the spring game. It looks a little bit different. We've seen these two guys in the same game twice now. Spring game being set in a real game now too, but it looks like the offense is different and better with Lawrence through one game. That's what I noticed. Agree, disagree, add, subtract, take away, whatever.
Listen, and we'd love to hear from you out there this morning about that, because I think we're both in agreement on this side of the airwaves. It looked different. It looked better. Yep. That's not to say Kelly Bryant played bad, because
no. Or that Trevor played great,
because they both kind of had some nerves out that they worked out early in the games and they settled down. Kelly's throw to Amari Rodgers was phenomenal. The deep touchdown pass was great.
Great throw.
His throw to Darion Kendrick was fantastic.
Right.
His run was unbelievable. Touchdown run.
Right.
The thing that it comes down to is just, you know, what does your eye tell you? What is just watching the game and seeing how the offense runs? What does that tell you? What is the judgment there? And to me, and you know, I would love to be told I'm biased or incorrect, and if I am, please do so. It looked like Trevor Lawrence allowed that offense to run in the way that it's intended to run.
You know, I totally agree. And it looked like wide receiver you more.
Yeah.
But you know what I've noticed?
What's that?
And I you know, I very seldom criticize Dabo's when you know that I've criticized him for a little bit of the stout stuff. I criticize him for a little bit of letting the kicker come back on. What was that kicker's name?
Lakeham.
Yeah, Lake putting him back on the team. I criticize him for the 0-9 South Carolina game. It's only three things to really criticize him for. But I'm going to criticize a little bit here. On this kid's glove, on what Saban's doing about, you're trying to get me to say something bad about somebody. Have you noticed this? That when he's asked about Trevor Lawrence, he says, look, we think he's a great player. He's an unbelievable player. And we think he's got a bright future. Now, Kelly looks good, too. And Kelly's got a, it's like,
yeah,
it's like, no, we didn't ask you about Kelly. The question was about Trevor Lawrence, but you got to throw in there. It's like you're scared to say something nice about Trevor Lawrence without, you know, but now, hey, Kelly looked good, too. Now, you got to remember, he looked good running the ball. Got to look good. You know what? Nobody asked about that. Mm-hmm. When he's asked about Kelly Bryant, he talks about Kelly Bryant. Was asked about Trevor Lawrence, he talks about Trevor Lawrence. Then he said something nice about Kelly Bryant.
He's got to.
Why?
Because he knows, man.
He knows what?
He absolutely knows.
He knows what?
Who the better quarterback is going to turn out to be. Right now, they're both playing well enough to justify playing. Right now, they're both performing and providing results on a regular enough basis to justify trotting both out there. He knows there's going to be separation. He knows it's going to happen at some point. He just needs to. He's not handling Trevor Lawrence kid gloves. It's more Kelly Bryant.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it. You know it. American people know it.
But boy, it was fun watching on Saturday.
And it's going to be even more fun watching.
How hot was it in the stadium on Saturday?
You know, there were times in there where, and you know, and I like the heat.
You do. You're a big heat guy.
I told you many times, I'm like a cheetah. I am heat resistant. I actually perform better in the heat.
Sure.
But it was pretty hot. And I don't blame anybody, especially any the elderly or anybody that has kids. I changed my whole thing about taking our son to the games.
Mm-hmm.
I saw kids like with matted up hair, like 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 6-month-old, whatever. I'm not sure it's fair to kid, because kid can't say, hey, look, man, I'm hot as blue blazes down here. We got to get to the house.
Sure.
Can't tell you that, you know? Maybe just for a quarter or something like that. Anyway, it was hot. How about the freshman?
Let's talk about the freshman.
Lawrence. Obviously talked about him. Dixon.
Freaking B.T. Potter.
B.T. Potter. That guy weighs 112 pounds and he kicks 112 yards.
He's kicking. I'm like, why are they firing the cannon during the game? Like, what's happening?
If you how far are we from to the station, to the stadium here? About 4.5 miles?
Yeah, something like that.
If you open up the window, you can hear him kick it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unbelievable, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ross, not only catch, the two catches he had, the one touchdown, the great moves on the touchdown, he destroys people in the blocking. Mm-hmm. His blocking. Darren Kendrick makes a play.
Oh.
I watched Jackson Carman. Technically, man, he looks good.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side.
You forgot one. You forgot a huge one. One that I'm so excited about.
On offense, Braden Galloway.
Yes.
He looks smooth. Looks athletic.
And Dabo knows, too. He knows with Braden Galloway.
He does.
Here you go. We hit a grand slam with Braden Galloway.
All right. He knows. Xavier Thomas, boy, shot out of a cannon. KJ Henry, nice play.
Xavier Thomas can't stop helicoptering people. After Jordan Williams blew up that play, if you recall,
Right. Caused
a bit of a fumble there,
right,
and the quarterback picks up and runs backwards, Xavier Thomas throws him another 5 yards backwards. It was fantastic.
Jordan Williams, I know he's a redshirt, but boy, he looked good. Baylen Specter redshirt, man, he looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see enough of Goodrich and McMichael getting tested.
No.
But my goodness gracious.
Too many PI calls on Saturday.
Those defensive backs run those guys out of bounds when they don't have to run them out of bounds.
Yeah.
They just keep on them, just keep bearing them down out of bounds. You don't really have to do that. I'm sure they're taught that. But still. Man, a lot to do. Can't wait for segment two, buddy. Can't wait.
Mm.
Little reaction. Tuesday. Since we were off yesterday. I saw a guy shoot 29 on front side yesterday.
I was just about to say, your boy there.
That's fun to watch.
You know, you were playing with him?
Huh?
You were playing with him?
Yeah.
What did you shoot on the front side?
I shot even both sides and got beat by 8.
Imagine shooting even.
Getting beat by 8.
And getting housed.
Yeah. But, man, I got some golf lessons, and I'm about to get good again. Canty Foundation Specialist, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Hey, if they want to come in, they want to fix any foundation issues they have. They have quality products, proven services, professional experience. They can permanently repair any problem you might have, uneven or sloping floors, windows or doors that become jammed or stuck. Cracks above with concrete or steps or walkways or driveways, so much more. Interior cracks, Let them take care of you at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. When we come back, segment two. Oh, by the way, in our third segment, line up your phone calls, your texts, your tweets, 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone line, 986-1566, already hitting us up hard on the text line, and Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24, more after this.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
It's auction time. Saturday, September 8th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Anderson, South Carolina at 115 Old Denver Road, selling farm and construction equipment, vehicles, tools, and so much more. A preview will be Friday, September 7th from noon until 5 p.m. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together in Anderson on Saturday, September 8th. Go Tigers!
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
It's almost time for the most breathtaking entrance in college football as they run down the hill and the band strikes up Tiger Rag. While you make your plans for another exciting football season with the Tigers, where will you be parking your RV or motorhome this year? How about the brand new Clemson RV Park at the Grove? All sites are paved and include full hookup with water, sewer, and 50-amp electrical service. Clemson RV Park at the Grove is a full-service campground just 4 miles from Death Valley with easy access from exits 14 and 19 off I-85. They're golf cart friendly, level sites, and the owners are all seasoned tailgating fans just like you. At just $235 a weekend, these premier sites won't last long. So call Clemson RV Park at the Grove right now at 864-228-2858. You want to be all in at the Clemson RV Park at the Grove, online at clemsonrv.com.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I thought you were going to hit me with the Ray Charles, but that was a little mess around, huh, instead? Got a little mess around.
We'll get that going a little bit later.
All right. Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson right now, 368 vehicles on their lots, multiple lots, 268 brand new ones. They emerged from their big August month, their big year-end sales event. Hold the lifetime warranty. I want you to go check out the awesome stuff. I saw a bunch of Nissan commercials over the weekend. You know, the Kicks. You see the new Kicks commercial. You see the Titan commercials everywhere about made and assembled and powered right here in the United States. I love this great-looking line from Granger Nissan of Anderson. Let's be clear about this. On their website, you can do anything. Schedule appointments. Look at the payment calculators, shop by payment. There's all kinds of stuff you can do. Make your service and parts appointment. Order those parts. You're going to absolutely love Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Granger Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Call them at 324-0650. 324-0650. The host of segment two, Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey Peller. I want to talk about the freshman that we teased at the end of that segment that we opened up with, which was great. Had a good time. Looking forward to the rest of Reaction Tuesday.
12 of the 16 freshmen played. And here's a great point.
Who didn't play?
Venables, Mike Jones, Darnell Jeffries, and I'll figure it out. Here's a great point by Texter.
Did the Dorman kid?
McFadden play?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, he played. Here's a great text by Texter. On a veteran team that has been in college football playoffs three straight years, the play of the freshman jumped out. You know, that's a good point, I thought. Brilliant point. Anyway, what you got for me?
Can we talk about just how good these freshmen? We tease it for a second here. Can we start with BT Potter? With how great and how much we're going to take him for granted over the next couple of years, provided he stays healthy, with his ability to kick the ball out of the end zone and completely eliminate a kickoff return. He had six touchbacks. One went through the freaking uprights.
Yeah. More bounced, I think, more landed out of the end zone, back in the end zone, than landed in the end zone.
Absolutely. That was fantastic to watch. Well, we've obviously talked
about it. Then the backup guy comes in, he bangs
it. He did the same thing. Guy I never heard of.
Where are these guys been all my life?
They got four kickers on roster.
Yeah.
We obviously talk about Trevor. We're going to continue to talk about Trevor because we have some piping hot takes on the text line that I want to get to.
Justin Maskell was the fourth.
But the big one for me was Braden Galloway on Saturday.
Really?
It was awesome. It was awesome to see a tight end involved in this offense in the way that we haven't seen since Deshaun Watson and Jordan Leggett were here. It was encouraging. It was fun. We didn't know if he was going to be healthy enough. We didn't know if he would know the offense at all, if he was going to be responsible for his blocking assignments. Not only did he take care of his blocking assignments, he was intuitive enough to sit down and soft coverage, to be on the same page with his quarterback, with Trevor at that point, if you remember it, to the right sideline. Sat down underneath the safety over top of the corner. He had the touchdown from Trevor Lawrence. It was really fun to watch Braden Galloway play tight end on Saturday.
Looks very athletic.
He looks really good.
On the touchdown catch, I mean, it's wide open and all that, but the way he runs, you know, on the balls of his feet and tiptoes, I mean, you know, where he runs his toes and all, just looks very athletic. Like you said, I love how you phrase that. He sits down in coverage, finds a little hole and sits down. That was nice. I've not watched enough of his blocking yet. I'm going to sit back and watch some of that today or tomorrow.
Please do, and tell me what you saw again, because I made a point of trying to look at it and trying to see how he handled himself, and I couldn't find something that blatantly said, you know, this guy shouldn't be on the field because he can't handle the blocking. He looked great. Speaking of blocking, I know you're excited to talk about this. Justin Ross de-cleated a linebacker. He had another great block. I don't remember who it was on, but fun to watch Justin Ross.
He comes in his very first play and cracks down on this outside linebacker and just lifts his toes up in the air a few feet. Man, just a big, strong, physical guy there. And on the touchdown run, on Kelly Bryant's touchdown run, takes out two guys from behind the play. So that was good news.
And then, of course, his first touch.
Touchdown. His 15-yard screen, which he made a couple of guys miss, looked good, man.
An unbelievable juke in the open field. Went to the house, visited the house there. There was screams of Sammy Watkins all over the airwaves, over the social media, over group messages. It was good.
I'm not sure he has the top-end speed of Sammy Watkins, but that kind of physical presence, I can see that. You know, the big, strong, physical guy catches it well, but I'm not sure he's got that top-end explosive speed yet. We'll see, though. Well, too early to tell. We'll see. How about Lynn J. Dixon?
That's exactly my next guy to talk about. Lynn J. Dixon, of course, was your leading rusher in the game. 6 carries for 89 yards. He had his first 2 carries where he bounces one outside there, almost breaks that, and then goes for 62, was it? And runs out of gas, he comes to the bench, can hardly breathe.
Yeah, hyperventilating.
Hyperventilating over there. That was a lot of fun to watch, Lynn J. Dixon.
Yeah, Tigers averaged 7 yards a carry. That was nice. Part of that was because of that 61-yard run. This guy looks like he's not interested in being tackled. So I like that. How about the special teams? Think about this for a second. Hugo hits a 49-yarder, a 35-yarder. He goes 2 for 2. All the kickoffs, or 6 of the 7 kickoffs were of the touchback variety. The Amari Rodgers on the punt returns had a 62-yard punt return. Cornell Powell had a 43-yard kickoff return, the only time that they could return a kick. And now I didn't think the punting was great. Had one touchback and another one that was bad average. Well, only punted twice. So punting's not
still worried about the punting.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Besides that, I thought the special teams played great. Covered kicks well, kick returns well. I thought that was all great.
And, of course, this is Furman.
Right.
This is still the Paladins.
Right.
They showed up. They played well early.
I was impressed with Furman.
Early.
I think Furman's got a good ball club.
Amir Trout didn't look bad for Furman out there at cornerback.
Made a great play on the edge over there.
Popped Amari Rodgers on a pass there. Amari hung on the ball, of course.
Wasn't that with Brian at quarterback?
I believe it was with Trevor at quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
I think about and look at it. Have you noticed, though, in the screen game out there, how much better the ball gets there, how sooner it gets
there?
It's
a quicker ball. That's
right.
What it is.
Right. The screen game works better with Lawrence Thorne.
Can we talk about... Well, we're going to talk about Trevor Lawrence because he was the main attraction for a lot of folks that went there on Saturday. I keep saying yesterday for some reason. Leads 3 touchdown drives.
Yeah.
Puts 31 points up, as you had talked about, compared to Brian 17. 2 of those drives, Mickey, over 90 yards.
Yeah. How about the all-freshman drive?
Mm-hmm.
That was Dixon and Ross.
Is there a moment that sticks out for you with Trevor Lawrence? Because one sticks out to me completely.
He, in his last, he was 6 of his last 7, and the one that was in there was, did he throw one away or something? No, it was dropping there somewhere. The Travion Thompson throw, the post-corner route, his first big pass down the field for first down. Because Clemson was struggling at that point in time. That post-corner route, I thought, was the throw of the game for him.
Was that the one that was reviewed?
Yes.
Yes. That was the one exactly what I was thinking about. That was fantastic.
Yep.
I do know. Kelly can't make that throw.
All right. I agree.
He can't.
I agree. Totally agree with that.
I mean, we're talking about that. We're talking about his throw down the field where, you know, they get Furman to jump. The linemen don't move, and he can roll out off of his back foot and huck it down the field with a flick of the wrist.
Yeah. It looks different. It just looks totally different. I agree. Do you see anything at Chase Bryce?
Did he play enough for you to really
Carter really. 3 or 4 through the air. Had the one open field player kind of tripped over his own feet.
He did. The old turf monster got him.
Yeah. Tackled by Sarge Fry. I can see that. I thought Cornell Powell played better. Had the big kickoff return, had the 42-yard catch.
Absolutely.
That was nice.
Amari Rodgers returning kicks and punches is going to be dangerous.
And Amari Rodgers with the 40-yard touchdown catch. Mm-hmm. Throwing it out there. Amari Rodgers is an upgrade over Ray McCloud.
Yes.
Bigger, stronger, or thicker, stronger.
Faster?
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, no, I don't know if you could ask for more from the opener against Furman. That's what I'm trying to get at. I don't know if you can ask for more from the freshman class.
I would say this.
Offense and defense.
When I left the stadium, I thought that I was a little concerned about the drive chart early in that they, you know, Furman hung around a little bit, which they always do. It's the opening game. I get that. So I was a little concerned about that because if you take away the last, you know, the fourth quarter in which you saw Chase Bryce play a bunch, if you think about, let me see if I'm saying this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Clemson scored on 9 out of 10 drives. You take away the first drive and then the fourth quarter, the last 2 fourth-quarter drives. They scored in 9 out of 10 drives. So it looked better, you know, it looked better than I thought at first. Thought both quarterbacks a little shaky at first in there. Didn't think the offensive line was dominant, but after watching Miami's offensive line and watching Texas A&M's offensive line and watching Florida State's offensive line, Clemson's offensive line is not an issue. Clemson's offensive line gives you a chance, whereas Florida State, Miami, and some of the other programs, their offensive line doesn't give you a chance.
Can you nitpick, though, and say you wanted them to dominate a Furman team? Because I don't think they did.
No, they didn't. They didn't line up and blow anybody off the ball. Now, with that said, they averaged 7 yards a carry.
Sure.
And they had 500 and – see if I'm right with saying this. 531 yards of offense.
And can I ask you one question off the text line before we get to the top of the hour here?
Yeah, you had one text line guy that appears to be on some sort of hallucinogens.
John in Rock Hill gets in early this morning, which we appreciate. We need to hear your name and where you're texting from,
right,
especially during football season because we get a lot of texts. We want to read them, but we can't read them if you don't have your name where you're texting from. He says, Trevor throws a good ball, has a cannon, and that throw of his back foot was incredible. But his running was awkward at best. The running QB has always been such a major part of this offense. I think because of that, his reps begin to go down.
So, John Rocchio, you think that Trevor Lawrence will play less than he played on Saturday?
Because of his running ability or lack thereof, evidently.
We'll agree to disagree, my friend. I think his reps go up, not down. Do we have a snap count total yet? As far as the breakdown of the snap count?
I don't.
I know the drives were the same, correct?
Yes.
They had the same amount of drives? Okay. I looked at the drive chart. We need a drive chart of that was a Bryant drive, that was a Lawrence drive. I'll do that during one of the breaks today.
Sure.
I enjoy segment two, buddy.
Let's keep the train running here.
Yeah. Quickly before we take our break, did you watch any of the coaches' room from ESPN last night?
No, I saw you were pretty excited about Hugh Freeze, though.
You know what? I kind of like Hugh Freeze. He's a scumbag. He's a cheater.
Yeah.
He's a really good offensive mind. Chizik didn't come across all that intelligent. Mora didn't say two words the whole night. Mack Brown knows nothing about football. He knows nothing. X knows. He knows big picture stuff, big scheme stuff. And who was it? Oh, got Arizona State. Todd Graham. Well, he was the defensive guy. Him and Chizik were two defensive guys. The most entertaining part of the whole night was Hugh Freeze, though. And they were baffled by some of them. How about Taggart's third down call on 3rd and 10, and he goes wildcat with the option run with Akers on the fumble. What in the world are you thinking there, Willie Taggart? Anyway, we'll talk about a lot of that coming up. I do want to tell you about my great friends at University Colleges. We gave you a whole bunch of numbers there, University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Numbers matter. I saw my friend Eric Newton this weekend. He said, man, things are going great out there, and as they are a lot of different places right now. Universitycolleges.com, a ceiling fan in every room, a widescreen TV in every single living room, all the major appliances, all the granite countertops you get, the resort-style pool, all the great luxury living that you get, but you don't get it at a price that's anything close to what some of these other places are doing. And I had a good long conversation with a friend this weekend about student loans and about student loan debt. Man, you stay at this place, you get a great stay, a great place to live, And then you get it at so much of an affordable price. 784-3400. 784-3400. University of Colleges, Ingalls Crossing. Safe. It's awesome. On the cat bus line, you're going to love it. It's universitycottages.com, 784-3400. We'll come back from after this.
Hey, Clemson fans. 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON. And we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thack with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Want to mow like a pro? Then look no further than Carolina Lawn and Tractor. We have John Deere lawn tractors starting at only $1,499. Save $200 on X330 and X350 lawn tractors. Plus, get 12 months 0% interest with minimum payment. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Gear up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Our friends at Reed's Jewelers want you to know that they want to be your jeweler, reeds.com, upper level of the Hale Mall, right in the middle of it all. We run that ad with Zeke. Zeke's on hold. We'll get to him in a second, but we run that ad with him. He talks about how great the folks are at Reed's. reeds.com, upper level of the Hale Mall, right in the middle of it all. That's where I bought Meredith's engagement ring. That's why she said yes. Had it not bought from Reed, she might have said no. I don't know. I couldn't take that risk. I love it. It is our great friends at Reed's Jewelers, reeds.com, upper level of the Hale Mall, right in the middle of it all. Healthcare text line 986-1566. Joshua from Anderson said, based on Jeff Scott's comments and interview I watched last night on YouTube, I could see Clemson playing Trevor and Kelly this season a lot like they did against Furman. He compared our quarterbacks this year to position groups where they had multiple guys rotate. He even went in to say that Dabo is known for playing a lot of guys, which supports the rotation of snaps between Trevor and Kelly. Multiple interviews, Trevor mentioned that this type of rotation happened in practice or was practiced all offseason. I agree with that. I like that. I think we'll see both guys throughout the year. I just think that the roles will change. I think that Bryant will at some point in time come in and goal line and short yardage and red zone type stuff and give them a little different look. It will be that he's the change up, in my opinion, if things go like that. Finally, before we get to our phone calls, you did this during the break, Mr. Orr 24. Both guys had five drives.
Yep.
Bryant, two touchdowns, a field goal, and turned it over on downs twice. Lawrence, a field goal and four touchdowns, including the last four touchdowns, as he became more comfortable. So you're telling me that Trevor Lawrence, 5 for 5, including four touchdown drives.
I'm telling you, Trevor Lawrence has never led a drive in which he didn't score on.
In college. Right.
Yeah.
6-5-4 Roar. Let's get to our Tuesday, Reaction Tuesday today, since we were off yesterday. Good morning, Zeke. Thanks for hanging on, my friend. How you doing? Do we have Zeke up there? Let's see. Got him now? Hey, Zeke.
Hey.
There you
what's
go.
Up, Mickey?
Not much. How you doing?
Man, a few things real quick. One, I need the Yankees, man, to come on and take care of business. I'm an Astros fan, and, you know, I need you to take some games from the A's, man.
We didn't look good yesterday. Maybe we can sneak them one.
No, I need some help.
Yeah, we're trying.
Some help. And, yeah, of course, you're going to need help from our Astros. We're going to have a series of the Red Sox coming up, Mickey.
Please, knock them out. Knock them out.
Yeah, man. So, then I'm going to move it on. I told Zach and Mickey, I need to get, before I hang up, I got to get your email address and some more personal information. You know, I'm good friends with one of the attorneys on staff over at Chapel Hill. And, he's asked me to be on the lookout for folks that want to apply for the football job at North Carolina.
Dang.
Requirements are a passion for football and 1-year winning record in Pee Wee football.
Dang.
So I figured, Mickey, you'd qualify for that position. Yeah. It is a 7-figure position, by the way.
Right.
So,
right.
I'll take your information, and I figured, you know what, for a couple million a year, you'll move to Chop Wheel and coach a little football for be a millionaire. You'll go along with that gig, by gosh.
I will cut you a break, and I'll give it to you for half price. Give me $1 million.
And what a train wreck. You know, Mickey, when Doherty was coaching, I wanted that basketball team to lose every game so they would fire him. I wanted there to be no doubt. Well, I hope East Carolina rolls North Carolina. So they will finally fire that guy named Fedora over there, get rid of that idiot, and make a commitment to football, to a coach like they are their facilities, and finally take it serious. Because I've always said, and you've agreed, you can win big-time football at North Carolina on the coastal with their facilities, the name of the school, and the money they can pay. They just need to make the freaking right hire, and that guy's not the right hire. And so come on, Pirates, put a nail in the coffin. Let's get rid of Fedora. And, man, I'm open to anybody being over there besides that guy, Mickey. Then I'll move on real quick to the nation, what I saw. I tell you what, Mickey, Florida State football, whew, another train wreck. They got a little work to do in Tallahassee also. man, Mickey, you lose on your home field, a conference game, basically national television, and you open up like that? Wow. I mean, either that's really bad or Virginia's gotten better or a combination of both, but no matter what, it ain't good, Mickey. It's just not good. And the last comment's a question for both you guys. Considering opponents, considering the first game of the year, did you guys see a better quarterback performance than what we saw at Alabama? And I'm just going to hang up and get your thoughts. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call, Zeke. I would say Will Greer at West Virginia. That looked really doggone impressive to me. He was throwing it vertical. And again, I was switching all around, so I hadn't had a chance to see all of it yet.
What about Kyler out in Oklahoma?
Yeah, yeah. Kyler Murray looked really good too. Let me get Will Greer for you quickly here. 25 of 34 for 429 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. The Heisman race is over. No. But it's pretty good. 25-34, 429, 5 touchdowns, no picks. Looked good to me. Florida State's offensive line is atrocious. You got beat at home by 21 in a home opener against a team that you're favored against. And North Carolina, man, you had a nice comeback. You played well in the second half, but too little, too late. I was impressed with North Carolina's defense for the most part against Cal. I was surprised by that. Let's get Mark in Greenville, 654 Roar. Hey, Mark, thanks for hanging on. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, Mickey, hope you and Zach are today as well.
We are. Thank you.
I'll tell you, I want to preempt this by just saying I don't like consolation prizes. I don't believe in moral victories, but I'm your App State guy. App played a well of a game against Penn State.
No doubt.
Should have beaten them.
Right.
Just like we should have beaten Tennessee 2 years ago. We should have won that ball game going away. And, I mean, you know, we got down. I think I'm more proud of that team for their no quit, because we went down 2 scores in the fourth quarter and came roaring back and went up by a score. So, it's Scott's got them playing really well. I think their defense will just get better throughout the year because, you know, we lost their coordinator from last year and they're getting used to playing with each other. But offensive-wise, you know, I was more worried about losing Taylor Lamb than anything. And, man, Zach, he more than made up for what my expectations were for quarterback.
I knew nothing about Zach Thomas coming in. He looked awesome. I thought your defense played a lot better than I thought they were going to play. I mean, they didn't give it 500 yards, and now it was, you know, give it some second-half points in there. But, man, I was impressed. I watched that. I had that thing going, pulling for you like crazy, screaming at the TV. And you got everything in the world to be proud of. And now I'm thinking from an App State standpoint, I'm not sure the rest of the schedule right now who beats Appalachian State. I think this could be a great year for you.
I do, too. And, you know, this is one of those years where I'm just wondering, you know, out of the G5 schools, if we could run the table somehow and finish 11-1 with a loss like that and overtime to Penn State, we might make the New Year's Access Bowl game and be in the Peach Bowl or something. App folks could get behind that and have a really good time.
Well, they should, and that look, that makes a lot of sense if you can do that. And you got a long way to go. Seasons are long, but boy, I tell you what, it looks good, man. And future looks bright for you. Played a lot of young kids, it looked like, from what I saw. And the Mountaineers played fantastic. Boy, you think about pulling that thing off. But this could be a top 25 team at the end of the year, no doubt.
I'm looking forward to the year to see how it plays out. We've only got 12 seniors on that squad,
right.
So we're still awfully young, but it looks good for us right now.
Yep.
Thanks, Mick.
Thank you, Mark. I was pulling for him like crazy, dude. I was yelling at the TV, screaming at the TV. And
you hit your network?
Yes. Oh, yeah, of course. And they get all their games on, so that's good. Kyler Murray, 9 of 11, 209, 2 touchdowns. Also, 4 carries, 23 yards. Will Greer, though, is the story, right?
Yes.
All right. Just making sure. And Will Greer and Trevor Lawrence. let me do quickly here.
And Tua.
Tua looked great, too. Tua made plays, man.
Tua might mess around with the Heisman this year.
He made plays. I want to tell you about my friends at Katichi. And Katichi, I saw this. I got a phone call from my good friend Greg Rushen, and they've done it again. Katichi now has the body track. So even more equipment over the David Ledbetter Academy that they have there. You want great golf instruction? I want you to get in touch with Jeff and his staff. All the technology, K-Vest. This is the Ping Regional Club Fitter of the Year, Titleist Certified Club Fitter. Get your golf game in order. State of the art. teaching aids, video analysis, now with this body track stuff. Man, this is an amazing high-tech deal they have over there now. Not to mention the great golf course, the great lodging, not to mention everything else. You're going to love it. It's our great friends over at Katechi, CATECHEE.com. Jeff Gotham, the head teaching professional there at the David Ledbetter Academy. You're going to love going over, getting lessons, getting fit over at Katechi, CATECHEE.com. I only have about 45 seconds. Delvin, hang on through the break. I'm coming to you. Please hang on. We'll come right to that. Everything to discuss. We'll get our TV for this week, our lines for this week. We do that early since we missed yesterday's show. We're trying to cram two shows into one. Hey, don't forget, we're going to be over at Chick-fil-A of Clemson this week. I'm going to Houston, Texas, Thursday afternoon. So we're going to be over at Chick-fil-A early. We'll probably be on Thursday. I'll let you know more about that. But come on, see us on Thursday this week, since we'll be out in Houston, Texas on Friday. So we'll tell you much more about that. And don't forget about the chicken minis. Man, chicken minis were flying through that place the other day. People through the drive-thru. Get in touch with the great folks, Herb Tyler and Carol Tyler, Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Chick-fil-A of Seneca, and tailgate this weekend with Chick-fil-A. We'd love to hear from you. Our